The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Now we've got Amelia in the studio, and you are on you're here for a week.
Yeah.
Aren't you? And then you haven't got to go back to school.
No, done for the summer after this.
So you're done for the summer.
Yeah.
That should be on a t-shirt, shouldn't it? Done for the summer. So you've got the whole summer holiday off.
What are you going to
be up to then? What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to go to Reading Festival at the end of August, which will be good. What else?
So you got to wait till the end of August to get things going.
I know, it's going to do something exciting. Sure, but a lot of working, to be honest. It's not the most exciting summer. Next year is going to be the good one, because that's when I finish earlier in the year. I'll finish in like late June. So
as soon as you've done your exams?
Yeah. And that'll be a good one.
So do you want to say where you work or not?
I don't mind, yeah. I work at The Point in Benbridge.
Okay, and what do you do there? A bit of cooking, a bit of cleaning, a bit of what?
Bit of ice cream scooping. I work at the bar as well. Glass right. collecting.
Okay.
Dish pig.
Dish pig? A dish pig, right, okay. Yeah. So you're going to be working and earning.
Earning
money. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Money's going to be so up.
So you're going to be working hard and then going back to school, and you're going to be like wanting a break.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So is next year is the big year where you got exams?
Yeah, that'll be my A-levels. So that's going to be stressful till then, but then it's going to be such a good summer.
Yeah, afterwards.
Afterwards.
No. So A-levels, I mean, that sounds kind of heavy, but as you said yesterday, you're very, you can handle it.
I think I'm just saying that because my mocks are over and I'm really relaxed right now, but like...
What was it like during?
What, during...
Yeah.
I wasn't too stressed about the mocks because I know the more important ones are in November that you're going to send to uni and whatever, but I was super stressed at GCSE, and I imagine I'll be like that again, so...
Okay, so yeah, I've got a little bit of stress to come. Do you think it's too much?
Yes and no. I think you put that amount of stress on yourself, but if you want to do well, then it is stressful. So
yeah,
I don't see another way around it.
No, I mean that's a good work ethic to have, isn't it?
Yeah, just like hibernate in like my mum's office for a few months and just have to do loads of work.
Just knuckle down. So what are you taking?
I'm doing English language. History and media studies.
Media studies as well?
Yeah.
How does that work in a school then? Is it just talking about media? Do you actually get the chance to record stuff, go out and...
So if you want to do recording, it's better to take film studies because then you do filming. But for media, they give you like options of what you can do for your coursework. So you can either make a music video and a tour poster, or you can make a fake film poster and everything that would go with that, and then you record a podcast as well. So that's it for the coursework. Other than that, it's looking into products and looking at different sections. So you have to go through audience, media language, representation, and then industry as well.
So when you make a podcast, how is that going to happen within the school? Do you get the opportunity to sit down with other kids, make a podcast, or is it one just you?
Well, because it's quite independent for sixth form, they're kind of like, you just get on with it in your own time, but they can give you like mini mics and you just make it yourself with what you can do with it. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you haven't done that yet, but you're that's what
I've recorded it, but I haven't put it all together.
Right, so. Okay, can you tell us what yours is about or not?
Are
you allowed to?
I don't know, actually, so I won't.
All right, don't just in case then. You don't want to be like, it's supposed to be doing me exams, but they've locked me up in prison.
Yeah.
All right, okay, well, we'll chat some more off air, and then we'll come back and we'll chat some more as well. But you sound like you got it all under control, which is good. What are you laughing at?
Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it, right, okay. So what you're saying is I'm not really that under control. I'm like, whoa, I'm falling apart here. No, you don't seem like you are. You seem like you're taking it all in your stride.
Yeah.
Would that be fair or not?
Yeah, that's fair.
That's fair, all right. So when do you find out about your mocks?
Like results from them? I've got my mock results back now, yeah.
Were they good?
I was happy with them.
You were happy with them.
Yeah.
Good. That's excellent. So does that take the pressure off, or does it add to the pressure?
It kind of does and it doesn't, because I got results that mean if I put in a bit more work, then I can get the predicted grades I need.
Yeah.
But I've got to keep that up, because I need to get the predicted grades I need for my uni application, so it's still a bit steady.
So it works, and having the mocks in, it gives you an idea of what you've got to do.
Yeah, it's just, it helps them put together your predicted grades so you can think realistically about where you want to go for uni, because otherwise they won't take you if you don't get the right grades. So.
Okay. And have you got an idea where you want to go?
I've got a few ideas. I love Brighton, so I wouldn't mind going to Sussex, because that's next to it.
Yeah.
Because I like the city. And then Cardiff and Leeds are really good for the course I want to do, so maybe one of them.
All right, okay. Yeah. If I had to choose one of those, I think I'd choose Brighton.
I love Brighton, but...
Yeah, rather than Leeds.
Yeah, but the other two are on the same road as BBC, and they have loads of links to, like, loads of TV companies, whereas Sussex doesn't as much.
Well, you've done a bit of research. I like that.
A little bit.